You getting ready to sing the lead lyric to that song? You a fan of 80s music?
99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bags, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else.
All right, that's Nana. You probably know it. Why are we playing it, you might be wondering. Well, imagine 99 red balloons, each one 40 feet wide, tethered at a height of 150 feet, swaying in the wind with the Manhattan skyline in the background. Well, that surreal dream is the work of a Winnipeg design firm. And last night, architect Emma Canady picked up a fourth place prize for his entry into the Land Art Generator Design Competition in New York City. Good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So can you describe a little further this concept you're being recognized for?
Well, you pretty much covered it. The essence of the competition, however, was to generate clean energy in a beautiful and memorative sort of way, and the installation was proposed on top of a landfill site that's 2.5 times the size of Central Park in New York, so quite a large area.
This is the Fresh Kills landfill site. People might know it because it was where much of the Twin Towers debris ended up being taken, right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. Did 9/11 figure into your concept for this?
Well, it did, and our selection of our concept, as you just played the 99 Red Balloons song. Let me just read a phrase from the from the lyrics. 99 dreams I have had, every one a red balloon. Now it's all over, and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was the city. So there was a commemorative aspect to our proposal, certainly, that tied back to 9/11.
Now, the balloons, we've talked about the site, the size, that they'd be tethered. What would actually happen in terms of the connection to energy? You're saying this is part of the project.
Well, each of the balloons is over 7,000 square feet of solar photovoltaic cells. So they would generate electricity, and that's the engineering or the mechanical aspect to this.
So they collect solar energy to power how large of an area?
Well, they would power collectively. The 99 of them would power enough energy for 4,500 homes annually.
And when people walk close to the balloons, I understand that they would affect them.
Yes, well, that's the interactivity of it. Part of the notion of release and celebration was that if you came close enough to each of the balloons, a sensor in the path you're walking on would trigger an electrical current, and the bright red balloon would fade into almost a translucent color. So it would optically disappear. So, and then as you moved away from that particular balloon, the bright red color would come back. So there was a playful interaction with human beings.
So were you just sitting around your office here in Winnipeg with your staff and listening to Nana and coming up with this?
Well, my studio is very concerned about the environment. We take that quite responsibly. And we found this design competition fit right up our alley, and we thought we'd enter it.
Now, how are you feeling about being recognized in this way? You're a young firm, relatively, right?
We're absolutely young firm. We're 2 years old. We are completely and absolutely thrilled. We were a bit shocked. For us, we considered success being that we submitted an entry. You know, sometimes you get bogged down by practical work that pays the bills, and we weren't sure we'd be able to complete the assignment and be satisfied enough with what we put together to submit it. So, you know, I'm tickled pink, and this has exceeded my expectations for this. Absolutely. I'm also proud of kind of Winnipeg, because Winnipeg beat out other Canadian firms, certainly. We're the only Canadian firm to be recognized in this competition this year out of 39 countries and 250 entries. So for us, it's a really big deal.
Now, will your idea actually be implemented in New York?
Well, I don't know. It starts off as an ideas competition, but I do know that New York City and the local municipality is looking at all four top awards in terms of implementation to see which one is the most practical.
So there's a chance that we could see this?
There is a chance that we could see it, certainly. And all the technologies that we included are real technologies, so it is practical and it's actually doable.
Now, I understand your firm's also working on a project in the Waverly West development right now. It doesn't involve red balloons, but what are you doing there?
Well, my firm is involved in quite a number of projects. In the Waverly West area, we are prime landscape architects and master planners, so we are there are a number of things we're doing. We're planning a commercial town center that should rival Osborne Village in its completion. And we're also doing some work in the residential area. We came up with this concept with Manitoba Housing, the developer, to make at least half of all of the homes, and that is about 4,000 homes in the Waverly West area, visitable. That means it would allow for graceful aging in place, no step entries, so that wheelchair access is intrinsic in each of the houses that get built.
I understand you're also looking at some type of a water feature that would completely recycle water constantly.
Well, we've put in a recreational, it's under construction right now, a recreational water feature, a huge fountain and plaza amenity for that subdivision, and it's operating on a completely recirculating system. So the water is filtered and purified and reused over the entire 1 year season. So we try to infuse every project we have with the appropriate level of sustainability. That's just another example. Mm.
Interesting and fascinating ideas. If your ideas are this innovative, what got first prize last night?
Well, you know, there was some debate last night that maybe, you know, we should have been first. No, I'm just kidding.
we would agree with you here, so.
Yeah, all of the ideas were fantastic, and I think we thoroughly enjoyed being at the event.
Well, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Emma Kanady is a Winnipeg architect. You can look at his project, if you're just joining us this morning, 99 Red Balloons Project. It is on our Facebook page, a link to the full details. He's a Winnipeg architect, and his firm for this project was recognized last night. The proposal to float 99 red balloons over a park to be located at a former landfill site in New York.